Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is open lines, and we'll talk about everything from health and wellness issues. And I'm going to do a little different protocol. A lot of time people get overwhelmed by the protocols I give. I had a gentleman up in Truro, Nova Scotia, actually got poisoned with toxic material and then tried bentonite clay, which is I do not recommend because bentonite clay only works in the bowel wall and doesn't pull the toxins from the body adequately through all the tissues. You want to pull it from all your tissues, you want to do two things. Take Keeler Max and Ultra Liquid Zeolite. 3 Keeler Max twice a day and Ultra Liquid Zeolite, 15 drops in water, 13 drops in water, 3 times a day. You could add cimethyl, acetonazole methionine with 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine, and BioLVR. The cimethyl, you take 1 to 2 sachets twice a day. They're in liquid in nitrogen, so they're sealed to not interact. And then the BioLVR is activated B6, P12, and folate for methylation. And if you're detoxing chemicals, you want to take Life Support, which phase 2 detox support, our xenoestrogen detox, 2 capsules twice a day, and NutriDefense, which has a polyphenol catechin, the most powerful antioxidant in the world called polyphenol catechin, and it will actually pull up the toxins. Now, let's start from head to toe. Now, I'm going to give like 1 or 2, maybe 3 protocol things for. So if you're having balding, the first thing to do, in male or female, is to use recidival hair tonic on your scalp 2 to 3 times a day, a few drops. Rub it in behind the crown, like in a crescent moon, and then massage it in. Best after a shower or a bath. You can also take Collagen Max. If you're still having troubles, then we can start adding things like the NutriMeds Royal Jelly. If you have dermatitis, let's say you've got acne of the skin, first thing to do is use a neutral pH soap. Use pregnenolone cream on your skin after you've washed your face with neutral pH, and then take orally to kill off the pathogens in your sebaceous glands. Allicin Med Nutriodine, 15 drops 3 times a day, and spray on your skin after washing the neutral silver, which will penetrate through the skin and get rid of the activating inflammatory pathogens. You want to take basically oils that will reduce the inflammatory oils in your skin. So Omega Supreme Pro is very important. And Omega Cod Liver Liquid has vitamin A, D, E, and K, which will help the acne. That's the Omega Cod Liver Liquid. Next, let's go down to sinuses. I recommend you get a SinuPulse Elite. Put 15 drops in water with a SinuAir powder and irrigate your sinuses of 200 mils per side 4 times a day. And take nasal sprays of the Nutru Silver. So 3 to 6 sprays, and then basically breathe in after that 3 or 6 sprays. Do a dosage of about 1 spray per 10 pounds to 20 pounds body weight 4 times a day. The sinuses, if you irrigate it properly, you clear out the pathogens, fungal balls, aspergillosis, nocardia, whatever fungus is present in there. Usually there's I call pathogen soup in the sinus cavities. That's why a lot of people think they have allergies, actually have a series of pathogens like chronic viruses, pathogenic bacteria and fungi in their sinus cavities. They don't really have Now, sometimes you have anatomic problems where you've got a blocked ostium from, the, say, the maxillary sinus. They require an enterostomy. You can easily tell that if you get a spiral, what's called a spiral vertical section, coronal section CT scan or MRI scan, and the sinus doctor can actually go in there and do a very simple enterostomy and drain your sinuses. Periodontal disease. You want to get a hydrofloss device, which changes the charge of the plaque on your teeth, and you want to put in the machine Neutrodyne and brush your teeth with a non-fluorinated adjacent toothpaste and brush your teeth with NutriSilver. If you're trying to repair the gums and teeth and restart the Sharp A fibers, Collagen Max, puncture a soft gel of CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol twice a day, and you regenerate the gums and the Sharp A fibers will hold your teeth in place. And rebuilding the bone, you remember membranous bone doesn't get less dense, it just retracts away from the teeth. So you want to take a bone generator, 3 to 6 capsules, 30 to 40 minutes after your two largest meals. Vitamin K2, 2 capsules twice a day. Vitamin D, 4 soft gels twice a day. Myco D2, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. And you regenerate your bone, and you can add to that NICO setting, NICO setting of Lumen Photon, which reverse NICA, which is cavitations around the teeth that are causing your teeth to rattle. In other words, get loose from the breaking of the Sharp A fibers that hold them in place in the periodontal nanobacteria and other garbage that grows there that, by the way, infects your biofilm even in your artery wall. So the same organisms around your gums infect your arteries. Thyroid. You need to support thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. You want mitothyroid, usually 2 capsules in the morning and 2 early in the afternoon, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. You want to take Neutrodyne, at least 10 drops twice a day for 5' deiodination. You should take Force Colon to help improve 5' deiodination and the Minerals Plus and our selenium. We do have selenium in the Minerals Plus. We will have the other form of selenium back shortly, selenium cruciferate. We had some shortages there for a while, but we have excellent selenium in the Minerals Plus. So Minerals Plus, Neutrodyne, and Force Colon for 5' deiodination to reverse that. And if we want to find out if your adrenals are not functioning, we do a salivary test. If you contact me, I'll send you a salivary kit so you can actually find out with a number of data points with saliva through the day if you have hormonal imbalances. You may not have full Addison's disease, just a hormonal imbalance of a not normal diurnal pattern of cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. Let's work down our neck. If you have parathyroid disease, parathyroid cancer can happen. The way to tell if you have parathyroid cancer is to do a nuclear scan. If the nuclear scan is positive, you want to do a CT scan or an MRI scan within 48 hours of PET scan, because it'll tell you if you have a secondary metastases. I don't recommend radiation for treatment of parathyroid disease. I do recommend a partial parathyroidectomy and monitoring your serum ionized calcium, which requires no tourniquet. You can't monitor ionized calcium concentration, because that's the key thing. That's just total calcium, but ionized calcium. And you counteract it, magnesium glycinate. 3 to 6 capsules at least, 2 or 3 times a day. Super high magnesium levels will counteract the excess calcium. You want to take vitamin K2 to make sure you don't demineralize your bones. And you want to take micelle D3, myco D2, et cetera, to keep your bones from demineralizing. And metastatic calcification can occur because of the hyperparathyroidism. If we're going further down, and let's say you've got esophageal acid reflux, you want to be taking things to kill off the pathogens. Usually they're columnar epithelium, there's infection there, Helicobacter pylori or fungi. I recommend to start with taking Allicin Med, Neutrodyne 15 drops 3 times a day, and swallow after spraying with NutriSilver. You want to be taking Nutrimune 26Y, which will boost your natural immunoglobulins and transfer factors for your T cells to knock out the pathogens. And you want to normalize the lining of your esophagus with GastroHeal, zinc carnosine. You take 1 to 2 tablets, chew 4 times a day. And then you can also take the Living Probiotic, a capsule twice a day, and very important, Living Probiotic Ultra, because most people with hiatal hernia, dysmotility of their upper of their stomach, a small bowel, they have a small bowel overgrowth and leaky gut. By the way, leaky gut is tied directly to autoimmune diseases, so you have to repair that. One of the first tests to measure is what's called a lactulose mannitol test. There's also an antibody test that I talked to Dr. Risto Vujadani at the A4M conference in Las Vegas, and in that conference you can measure the phospholipids and the antibodies that are causing leaky gut syndrome, and you can repair that. So autoimmune disease is important to get rid of the pathogens, get rid of the toxins, that attach to body proteins or pathogens that trigger your body's attack against specific tissues because the amino acid sequence is identical to body proteins. Like, for example, the bowel wall of the terminal ileum is identical to the Saccharomyces cerevisiae that makes bread rise, and that fungus in its mycelial form causes your T lymphocytes to attack the splanchnic or basement membrane of your bowel wall. Next, we talk about colitis. You want to be taking Living Probiotic Ultra, GastroHeal. We want to take berberstatin to clear the pathogens, and of course our triple threat, Neutrodyne, Alisamid, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, at least 2 capsules 3 times a day, and NutriDefense 2 capsules 3 times a day. Once you've got the bowel settled, you take a maintenance dosage. If you've got plaque in your lower bowel, you want to be using the colon cleanse to clean out the plaque, and Inflamax, which will break up the adhesions, and Seraflozyme, Serapeptase, to break up the hard stones we call fecalis. We'll continue when we come back, and if you have questions, do call in on any topic, health or otherwise, 877-317-6432. We'll continue talking about different protocols and simple ways to overcome them.
Anytime, any place.
Welcome back, and we're going to continue some of the discussions of some straightforward, simple verbal protocols. And again, if you are a customer or not a customer, you can just email me anytime. If you want to email me directly, I have 2 emails, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, drbilldeagle @hotmail.com, and drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com. If you want that email to go to Michelle, so it's answered on Friday only, and I don't get the email directly, but I get it later. So it's got a lot. I'm in the hot seat, I guess, or the batter cage. Send it to NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com or NutriMedical at michelledeagle.com, and she'll get that email, and then she'll pop the question during the Friday show. We want to continue. If you're dealing with stomach ulcers, you want to use GastroHeal. You want to also normalize your stomach acid and pepsin. You want to use Digestes to normalize pepsin and digestive enzymes. And to normalize digestive enzymes, you want to use GastroZyme. We also have, for gluten sensitivity, a glutenase, which is a gluten enzyme that will get rid of gluten sensitivity. And this is beside even celiac disease. And GlutenImmune, which is a dropper between meals. If you want to stop autoimmune leaky gut, we can do tests for it, lactulose, mannitol, sugar tests, and other tests to see if you're having leaky gut syndrome, small bowel overgrowth, which is a hydrogen breath test. We can stop colitis. We can stop the abnormal inflammation of your bowel wall, things like Cell Defense Plus, and Nutrimune 26Y, very important in antipathogenics. Spinal pain. Most people with spinal pain, there's only 4 structures that have innervation, which is the apophyseal joint. 75% of the A-delta and C-fibers come from the apophyseal, the paraspinal joints. 25% is split between the ligamentum flavum in front of the spinal cord, the posterior annulus, or back of the disc, and the dural nerve sleeve for the nerve roots is the exit to the neural foramen laterally. And you can identify those with a nerve mapping with an axon 2 scan. You can go to axonpain.com. And one of our colleagues we've trained years ago, our last training I did was 2003 in San Francisco, Dr. Jim Hanchcock, Dr. Randall Corcoran, others are on the board. They have doctors all over the country and outside the country. We've trained both physiatrists, chiropractors, neurosurgeons, et cetera, how to do an axon scan. This is the first and only objective technology for mapping pain. The other is a digital thermography, and I belonged and am reactivating my Century Medicine membership as well as the American College of Century Medicine. Peripheral neuropathy. You want to stop it. You want to start with ultrathiamin B1, Neurogen to regenerate the nerve fiber tracts. You want to stop nitroperoxy radical with gamma E plus and cell detox glutathione. You want to reduce cytokines with Cell Defense Plus, which is curcumin. And you want to restore normal fatty acid to pro-anti-inflammatory fatty acids with omega cod liver liquid, at least 10 to 20 mils in the morning, and 2 to 3 soft gels at least once a day of the Omega Supreme Pro, which is our monoglyceride fatty acids. blocked arteries in the legs. You want to take cardiovascular and natokinase. We also can use enzymes to break up the adhesions, such as seraflazyme and Inflamex, which is the Wobenzyme N formula plus serapeptase. If you have heart and vascular issues and you're calcifying arteries in a high-speed CT scan, which is more sensitive than a treadmill test, the other test that's very good is a heart CT scan, radionuclide CT scan. I think that regular plain EKG is relatively useless. It only picks up 14% of people with serious vascular disease. So what you want to do is do a lipid electrophoresis. You want to deal with the specific fractions. Number one, cardiovasc, omega supreme, pro. You want to take natokinase to reduce blood viscosity and cytokine levels. You want to take Supernox, and we're working on a new upgraded formula for which contains citrulline for nitric oxide. You want to be taking the carnitine, a special vascular carnitine, to produce the fatty acid activation. You want to take full vitamin K2 to prevent calcification of arteries, etc. And we want to give CoQ10 and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. The CoQ10 is a spark for the heart. We can also give you mitochondrial catalysts. Lung disorders, the most common are chronic viral infections of the bronchi and respiratory bronchioles and basket cells. Inhalation with SETSA 3 of the NutriSilver recommends cell detox glutathione to reduce what's called the hydroperoxy radical in the lung fields. A lot of time people have chronic infections, especially after this new Aussie flu that's going around. When we've done scans with the Metapathy Hunter, we can actually see other viruses because you have we call group pathogens like cytomegalovirus and other rhinoviruses, et cetera, and you can get secondary bacteria like strep pneumonia, et cetera. So lung disorders, you want to do breathing exercises, take a deep breath and breathe out, sets of five or six, hold, do sets of five or six, and take an inhalation with an Omron or a Sinupulse Elite with the NutriSilver. You can also use NutriIodine. You want to take Nutri Defense to block the virus from spreading through your lung fields if you've got that Aussie flu. And high-dose power vitamin C, 3 to 6 capsules, 3 times a day. Bone marrow, you want to support it with BioLVR, which gives you activated B6, B12, and folate. We have superfolate and a powermuscle B12, and also you can use the Mountain Red Velvet. We have our new Mountain Red Velvet. It'll be encapsulated probably this month. Anemia, you want to take ferritin as well as BioLVR. Chronic hepatitis, you want to be taking our triple threat, NutriIodine, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, and Nutrimune 26Y and Nutri Defense. The viral load you can test at the beginning and after 3 months, and it's usually gone, along with things like AIDS. If we're looking at polypathogens, the body often has pathogens throat cavities, sinus cavities, blood vessels, liver, whatever. I recommend that everybody takes NutriDyne every day. That's number one. Can add Allicin Med and NutriSilver. We have a Nutrimune 26Y, at least 2 capsules twice a day, and Nutri Defense to keep the pathogen level low. Myofascial pain, you want to be taking 5-hydroxytryptophan or CR or cross form. You want to be taking also anti-inflammatories and Flamex. Tendon mender, a capsule twice a day, and joint performance, at least a capsule twice a day. That gives you kind of like a range of some of the things that we often will do. For basically for fungal infections, toenail fungus, you can start off with orally, Allicin Med and Nutridyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. I topically put Nutridyne directly on the toenail fungus and it'll penetrate through. You can add other immune boosters such as Nutrimune 26Y if it's very persistent. Often if there's a fungus in one part of the body like the toes, there's fungus elsewhere like in the GI tract and elsewhere. Dealing with your eyes, Vision Max is very important to start off with. We have, of course, we want to stop the free radicals in the eyes and the microcirculation, so Vanaway, for the microcirculation of the vessels, natokinase, the use of stopping nitric peroxy radical with gamma A+, plus at least 2 soft gels in the morning, cell detox glutathione, at least 1 capsule twice a day, and the Nutrimune 26Y is very important for antipathogenics because pathogens often drive glaucoma and senile macular changes and so on, and that'll help to speed the healing. We have peptides for stimulating regeneration of any organ. Remember, mild hyperbaric oxygen stimulates nitric oxide. Lumen photon stimulates nitric oxide. And it's tuned to specific organs, such as frequency 3 for the eyes and brain, frequency 4 for internal organs, and frequency 5 for the hormonal glandular tissue, such as parathyroid, thyroid, sex glands, ovary, and testes, etc. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Call in. I'll answer any health question or anything else. We'll be back in a moment. Back, and we're continuing our discussion of solutions. When we talk about cancer, for example, we had a gentleman I talked to this morning before the show. His wife had suspected having hyperparathyroidism and a cancer. They're going to do a nucleoid scan. I told them afterward they should do a spiral thin section CT scan with a PET scan within 48 hours. It identifies not only if there's cancer, they should do a blood test called ENOS, ENOS2 protein, and the RGCC test in Greece. It'll determine which chemo and non-chemo agents can suppress the cancer. That test can be done with insulin-potentiated chemo of low dosages and non-chemo agents to prevent the cancer from spreading. You want to use our nutraceuticals for cancer, which starts off with full vitamin K2, one full vitamin K2 per 3 power C+. I usually recommend at least equivalent of around 60 grams of power C, which basically each capsule equals 1.5 grams. So you can work out the dosage and split it in 3 times a day. One vital full vitamin K2 for every 3 power C. Then use the ellagic acid, 2 to 3 capsules, 3 times a day. Malignant block, 2 to 3 capsules, 3 times a day. Then to strip off the fibronectin capsule, you can use seraflozyme and Inflamex. And then to boost the immune system against cancer, Nutra Defense, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, and Nutrimune 26Y. With the anti-cancer protocol, whether you use conventional cancer chemotherapy or non-conventional, and do IPT, which I recommend. I also recommend I can arrange for you to get the dendritic vaccine at the clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, which is the best one that you can get for cancer. There's only one dendritic vaccine for prostate cancer in America, but you can get it for every single organ system customized for you, which you can take actually to fight the cancer. So, firstly, I recommend surgery on this woman that had a parathyroid cancer. If it's localized and hasn't spread, I try to recommend against radiation therapy. If you do take radiation therapy, you want to take high-dose power C+, malignant block, and ellagic acid to protect DNA. When we look at cancer, you have to understand these are survivor cells with lengthened telomeres. They go anaerobic, and they evade identification by putting a fibronectin capsule. As you advance all these specific nutraceuticals, you actually turn the cancer cells back to normal or make them commit programmed cell death or apoptosis. When we're dealing with spinal pain, if you do an axon 2 scan, you can actually identify them along with a digital thermal scan. Most people's myofascial pain and magnesium deficiency and immunological factors causing elevated cytokine levels, not only in their Langerhans gates, in their primary gate in their skin, but also in their periospinal joints and ligaments, et cetera, and interfascial planes where nerves are trapped. So you want to use anti-inflammatories such as Inflamex and seraflozyme. You want to take omega fatty acids, omega supreme pro. You want to take things like tendon mender and joint performance, and you want to take things to stop neuropathy. Elevate both peripheral magnesium glycinate, magnesium, and central magnesium that blocks the NMDA receptor, magnesium, what's called brain mag. And you when you take the 5-HTP cross, the serotonin in the brain helps shut down what's called myofascial pain, along with reducing stress hormones, which are tied to it, such as our stress-to-go formula that blocks CNS and peripheral stress hormones. So those are usually 2 capsules to start with twice a day, and you can go upward in that as necessary. we're dealing with acne. You want to be applying to the skin a anti-pathogenic. I usually recommend if you have open lesions, do not put curcumin on there, but you can put pregnenolone cream after you spray with NutriSilver and take orally Allicin Med and Neutrodyne orally. Psoriasis, similarly, it's the particular reaction against the pathogens that grow in the skin that the prickle cell layer that causes interleukin 27, you can reverse that. Osteoporosis, 5 to 6 capsules of the bone generator, a half hour to 40 minutes after two largest meals. Micell D3, 4 soft gels twice a day at least. Myco D2, 2 twice a day, and full vitamin K2, 2 twice a day. To reduce it, exercises such as vibrational exercise. And our latest and best technology is the Sonic Life technology, which you can, if you contact me, I can connect you with Jim Cole. The vibrational exercise is extremely important for reversing because it compresses the piezoelectric crystals. Osteoarthritis, you want to take leptin metabolic. You want to take things to reduce the joint inflammation in Flamex, tendon bender, joint performance. Rheumatoid arthritis, you want to turn off the autoimmune diseases, so you want to repair the leaky gut and turn off the cytokines. Again, leptin metabolic, Inflamex, joint performance, tendon mender. And, of course, you want to get rid of the pathogens because Mycoplasma hominis incognita is a primary trigger for the rheumatoid nodules and the inflammatory reaction. So there's advanced testing we can do. Well, many of them I can actually recommend you do with your doctor. A lot of them, they're not aware that they're available, but they're often available, imaging studies or plain blood work. The next level is for me to do a full consultation. I can do a medical legal consultation if you think there's something going on, but it requires me to have a full review of your records, and that requires me to bill it for my time, per half hour time slot, and to review the records and provide a medical legal report. I almost never have to go to court. All I have to do is provide a very complete report, and the game's over for the other side. So you have to understand, I've never had to go to court because my reports are so damning if we do get a medical legal situation. What I want people to understand is we provide basically protocols for everything, and we're advancing our technology. You'll see in the next month or so we have our morphogenetic field machines from Les EMF. I can provide you healing frequencies to remineralize your tissues. We now have our 5-HTP cross and stress-to-go formulas available. Soon we'll have the stem cell regenerative formula called Red Deer Velvet DR. We're working on some new formulas as well, the liposomal, et cetera. Those will be launched in the next few months. These are very unique formulas. You won't find anything similar anywhere else in the blogosphere, even natural medicine, or even with your chiropractor, naturopath, et cetera. Many of them contact me to get our protocols and healing. In fact, I had a recent consult on Friday by another doctor who actually wanted to know what we did for a specific condition. I have about 350 health conditions that are right now under wellness conditions that I'm constantly updating and improving. Also adding test protocols there, both conventional and advanced imaging studies, immunotoxicology and genetic tests like pathway genomics, 23andMe and Prometheus analysis. So I'm a master of all these tests. If you do go to one of our test sites, we have 3 now, soon be 5. We have New York with Jim Gersey, which is pprdi.com. We have John Mazzoni and Fayetteville, Arkansas, who will travel to Branson, Missouri. We have Dr. Jürgen Winkler here in Carlsbad, California. Soon we'll have a clinic in Northern California and one in Vermont. We're setting up to do that. We also welcome people elsewhere. What you have to understand is the entry to start the whole process is just one time unit or $150 for the consultation. But I will require your credit card an additional time if your consult takes a lot more. When we do the QRMA and metapathia scans, what I do is I need you to fill in the 11-page history form. I then will go through the records. If it looks like it takes more than a half an hour, which it often does, I will also recommend specific conventional testing with your doctor. I can recommend test kits I can send to you. I'll look at the epicrisis list of diagnosis based on the quantum frequencies from your metapathia scan, and I can recommend conventional advanced imaging studies such as PET blood flow scans, positron emission tomography, MRI scans, digital thermography, sensory nerve mapping, etc. And I'll give you specific references to the specialists such as neuroscientists or PhD psychologists for quantitative electroencephalography to identify specific health problems. If you're getting chronic panic disorder, anxiety, it's excessive seizures in the amygdala and the rage control nuclei of the base of the brain. Those seizure disorders have to be dealt with in a proper way and not by polymedication, and sometimes many of these medications are irregularly and improperly used. I just got a consult this morning by a young gentleman that has a high IQ but a disability that was in a special learning environment, And unfortunately, he had a pain syndrome. They gave him Norco. You don't treat pain with narcotics initially. You treat the primary pain gate in the skin and the underlying condition rather than chasing the pain with narcotics. Very bad idea. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. Hour 3 coming up. Deborah Tavares. And tomorrow, as a special treat, we have Amy from Legacy Foods. We'll be on in hour number 2. Rob Rosella will be back on Wednesday. Welcome back, and again, we have novel conditions. Let's say we talk about depression. And the first thing is, when someone's depressed, there's a disturbance in neurotransmitters. The first thing you want to take is Cognition Plus, 2 capsules morning and night, and a capsule, 1 to 2 capsules of Brain Power twice a day. You want to reduce brain inflammation, which means magnesium as brain and calm mind. And start off with 5-HTP Cross, 2 capsules morning and night, and stress to go, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. Usually depression will pick up pretty quickly. You can actually use transcranial lumen photon therapy at the setting number 3. 15 to 20 minutes twice a day will help to activate the brain. If you happen to have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, it activates nitric oxide and energetic pathways. Depression basically just an imbalance of neurotransmitters. So the 5-HTP Cross, in fact, the research done shows if people are resistant to even drugs, the 5-HTP Cross will make them work, but you don't need the drugs. You simply need to correct the neurotransmitter imbalances. Usually there's an excess of stress hormones. There's elevations of stress hormone responses like dopamine, but in deficiency of serotonin and melatonin. So the diurnal pattern is out of balance. So that's easy to fix. If you're having somebody with early dementia, the important thing to look at is 3 different types of causes. In brain inflammation, we can reduce that brain inflammation with Brain Mag that protects the NMDA receptor, with Brain Power, which is the vinpocetine in Cognition Plus. Then we use Neurogen for remyelination of the nerve fiber tracts. You can identify delayed myelination with a T1-weighted MRI scan or a quantitative electroencephalogram that shows abnormal voltages across the cortex and abnormal frequency matching of the different parts of the cortex where you're going to create a neural array or learning. So that's easy to fix. Easy to correct, and most of the time you reduce the brain inflammation pretty quickly with those, plus Cell Defense Plus, which is our curcumin product, with the most absorbed curcumin on the planet, which is very powerful, reducing cytokine levels. Nutrimine 26Y, because a lot of times cell stealth pathogens can be cross the blood-brain barrier. Cornell University found almost 30% of people that actually have dementia have overgrowth of brain tissue. We also know that dementia is actually type 3 diabetes, where the astrocytes get resistant to GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor. So you want to use things like medium-chain triglycerides as part of your fuel, like coconut oil. We're working on an MCT brain fuel formula that will be liposomal, that will be released in the next few months. You want to correct the brain metabolism imbalance, and that means to activate the energetics like mitochondrial catalysts, Cognition Plus, Brain Power. Stop the free radical inflammation, like the gamma E plus stops nitroperoxy radical, cell detox glutathione, and ultrathiamine B1. And to stop the glycation of brain proteins, carnosine D-link, 2 capsules twice a day, and Nutritrella 1 tablet 2 to 3 times a day, and that'll turn off the free radicals, lower hemoglobin A1C, and glycated proteins to increase what's called RAGE, or reactive advanced glycosylation end products. So you don't need to suffer. If you have early signs of dementia, you need to discern. No one's going to volunteer for a brain biopsy, but I can do and recommend specific brain neuroscientist tests, such as the quantitative electroencephalogram, organic acid tests. We can look at your brain, mineral concentrations. If you're deficient, for example, in some minerals, you may not be able to bioconvert and make neurotransmitters or convert amino acids to neurotransmitters, such as molybdenum necessary to make GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid. So easy to correct. You want to take our Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max and add India Me, which helps with depression, dementia, etc., because remineralizing DNA is very key. We also can rebuild tissue, including brain tissue, with the Red Deer Velvet DR. And we have brain peptides as well for reversing brain deterioration and synaptic connections in the brain. The specific brain peptides are used for not only MS, but dementia, Parkinson's disease, etc. We also have peptides for peripheral organs, from thyroid to liver, kidneys, brain, and heart, etc. Those peptides will work along with Mountain Red Velvet and NDME. And the use of harmonic resonant frequencies, which I can select to broadcast either as sound through music or as sound through the Sonic Life vibrational platform that has a woofer speakers that generate ELF frequency and sounds that can go through your body. So there's all kinds of technology that you can do at home that are very simple to help promote healing. What you have to understand is that disease is basically dis-ease. Your system is out of ease or in an imbalanced state. Once we get it back into balance, it starts to regenerate itself no matter what your age, because we always have stem cells. We just have to provide the right nutrients, the right circumstances, and the stem cell is basically like an architect or engineer at the site. You have to have the building blocks present, otherwise you can't regenerate any tissue. So you don't need to go without sleep. You don't need to be depressed. You don't have to have demyelination of your brain. You don't need to be diabetic. You can reverse the insulin resistance with things like leptin metabolic, dibetalene, berberstatin, and biotin plus that will reverse the insulin resistance. Meal replacement and fasting, usually one day a week with glycemics, and 4 days a month. Strongly recommend that you take high-dose Red Deer Velvet, because we're trying to reverse you to the fetal state. When you go on a fast, your liver actually starts to make fetal state proteins for regeneration of your tissue, which is why fasting is so positive. It's not just a lack of calories. It's the fact that your liver turns back into a fetal state like a placenta, generating molecules to regenerate your tissue. So basically, aging can be reversed. Aging is bidirectional. Self-pathogens grow in every tissue. Every disease state is electron deficient, which is why Power C Plus is so important for generating tissues and stopping viruses. We can block the viral receptor binding domain with our polyphenol and NutriDefense. We can block radiation by using Kelermax to pull out the heavy isotopes and ultra-liquid zeolite. You don't want to use bentonite clay because it can cause bowel obstruction and won't go beyond the bowel to detox the body. And I tell people one of the things is, even if you're doing some conventional therapy, such as, say, a partial parathyroidectomy, do that instead of doing proton therapy or radiation, because you'll damage your spinal cord, your parathyroid, other glands, your thyroid, and your recurrent laryngeal nerves that regulate your esophageal sphincter. We have Andrew in Vancouver. He had a question regarding Cascadia earthquakes. Go ahead, Andrew. You're on the air.
Hi. As I live in this area, I've had the same kind of premonitions about a major earthquake. I'm just trying to get a feel for...
Well, let me give you some answers for that, Andrew. First off, we all have both a point of consciousness that we call our own ego, but we're all actually a collective organism. So you're part of the same organism I am. And we're feeling that because the native peoples, if you know, in Vancouver, Washington State, and Oregon, they have the Dance of the Thunderbird. You're probably familiar with that, right? And about roughly every 300 years is a major cascadia of subduction, because there's the subduction zone of volcanoes off the coast of Oregon, Washington State, and Vancouver. That is likely to happen in the next couple of years. And, in fact, a year and a half ago, it was a major drop of 8 feet of the coastal seafloor by 8 feet. And it didn't create a tsunami there, but there was a warning of it. I believe we're due for a cascadia of subduction superquake. The Earth is changing in terms of its geomagnetic field. And what happens is the geomagnetic field of the Earth is a spinning solid core, the liquid zone around it, creating the Fallon radiation belt. And there's a direct linkage between the lithospheric slip of the crust of the Earth and the mantle. That mantle and crustal slip was what causes earthquakes. Each tectonic zone has what's called a harmonic resonant frequency. And if you hit it from space, from the ionosphere, you can actually trigger off earthquakes. So they weaponize the planet. They can turn on earthquakes, move storm systems. So when you see weaponized weather, I can tell you the precise technology they use for it, but we are going to have, very likely in 2018 or shortly thereafter, a major cascadia of subduction zone and a tsunami that will strike the coasts of lower British Columbia, Oregon, and Washington State. were likely to have an earthquake, which was a fairly active one in the northern area of the San Andreas Fault, which is tied to the San Jacinto. It's about 95 miles from where I live. Luckily, we are actually on an island that 60 million years from now, the island that I'm on will be opposite Alaska, believe it or not, because of the movement of subduction zones of the various tectonic plates. These are natural things. California, after it sort of settles, will be a series of peninsulas and islands. Will be very beautiful, but getting there will be very dangerous. So I tell people, don't be on the coast of any coastal area, either North or South America, Pacific or Atlantic coast. Be inland far enough you're away from a tsunami zone. And remember that even the waterways that go up to Portland, Oregon, that tsunami will travel up the waterway hundreds of miles inland as well. So I believe it may well happen this year because we're on the verge of the earthquakes and subduction zones and volcanoes off the coast of Italy. Major volcanic activity all over the world. They're predicting 20 major quakes compared to 8 in 2017 this year. Better beware. I think it may happen in 2018.
Are you having a quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.